Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another Saturday broadcast, a little short, bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this one. And of course, as always, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk, my great sponsors. Check out the link below. And I want to talk to you a little bit about Enoch Powell and the Rees-Moggs. Now, to put this in context, what I'm going to talk about, you may have seen some social media footage of Jacob Rees-Mogg, who I'm sure most of you know, being harassed to his car by a pro-Palestinian mob, some of whom appeared to be waving communist flags. Others were waving the so-called Palestinian flag. I think some of them looked to be Muslim, some of them didn't. This was a pretty disgraceful and loutish street exhibition. But it got me thinking about, of course, his father, because the fact of the matter is that Jacob Rees' father was William Rees-Mogg, and he was the editor of The Times, the organ of the establishment. And back in 1968, this kind of puts it all in context, he wrote a virulent condemnation of Enoch Powell after Powell's prophetic speech about the dangers of unrestricted immigration. In fact, here is, I'm going to read you out just a short excerpt from that column by William Rees-Mogg. And this was following the sacking of Enoch Powell. And this is what William Rees-Mogg had to say. Mr. Heath's decision to dismiss Mr. Enoch Powell was certainly right and perhaps even inevitable, but it was a difficult decision and it required courage to take it. The difficulty is that Mr. Heath's great concern has been the unity of the Conservative Party. Mr. Powell is now only too likely to make an even greater show of his difference with the party leadership and to assume the leadership of a right-wing faction. In dismissing Mr. Powell, Mr. Heath takes the known risk of having Mr. Powell as an enemy. That, fortunately, is less grave than the risk of having Mr. Powell as a colleague. Boom, boom. And then this is William Rees-Mogg specifically on the River of Blood speech. He says, the Birmingham speech was, of course, disgraceful. One writes, of course, though indeed to many people there is no of course about it. Why was it disgraceful? Not because Mr. Powell argued that immigration ought to be restricted further, or even, though the idea may be quite impractical, because he argued to cash grants to immigrants, to re-immigrants. I don't know, he waffles. His speech was disgraceful because it was racialist. There we go. So isn't it ironic that Jacob Rees-Mogg's father was saying that Enoch Powell was racist in 1968, and yet everything that Enoch Powell said in that speech has been demonstrably proven to be the case. And everything that William Rees-Mogg has said and spoken in written in that article has proven to be completely wrong. Basically, Enoch Powell was right, William Rees-Mogg was wrong, and Jacob Rees-Mogg is paying the consequences on the streets of the UK. That is so obvious for anyone who's got eyes to see it. You know, so I thought it was really interesting. If you put it in the broad sweep of history, you know, being editor of the Times was a very, very high profile media job, only handed over to those who were, of course, completely controlled. Makes you think about Jacob. Where was he during lockdown? But William Rees-Mogg delivered an absolute condemnation of Enoch Powell, also an endorsement of Ted Heath. Wonder how that one worked out then. Ted Heath? Questions. But that's where we were back in 1968, you know. And I know it seems a long time ago, but it wasn't that long ago. And the establishment role and line was essentially manifest in what William Rees-Mogg said back then. And remember, this was from an alleged conservative. So we have seen that continually through the many decades, with the possible exception of the Thatcher years, and even then, not sure. The Conservative establishment has never really faced into the problem of immigration at all. And anyone who spoke out against it, like Enoch Powell, most notably, then that person was demonized and ultimately thrown out of the party. You know, it was a huge loss. In my opinion, Enoch Powell would have made a great leader of the Conservative Party. Can you imagine if we had had 10 years of Enoch Powell as leader and another 10 years of Margaret Thatcher, the sort of Britain we would have lived in? But oh, no. He had to be sacked for being a racist, for speaking truth. And actually, if you go back and read the Birmingham speech, the Rivers of Blood speech, you'll see that if anything, Enoch Powell didn't quite grasp the massive scale immigration was going to have. He sort of half got it, but even he couldn't see the scale in which it was going to actually, you know, manifest itself in our country and threaten on a very existential basis the very survival of the United Kingdom. So on this one, Enoch Powell once again proven right, William Rees-Mogg proven wrong.